5,000 Americans filing for
Blog Talk Radio.
Although the total number of 553,000 is still quite elevated. The Food and Drug Administration says it will begin the process of banning menthol cigarettes. Jennifer Kofer with the MD Anderson Cancer Center says this is a huge deal.
More than half of youth smokers, including 70% of young black users, are smoking menthol cigarettes.
Experts say today's announcement will not spark immediate change. Menthol cigarettes will likely remain on the market for years as the tobacco industry fights the move. Rapper Kodak Black is entering a plea deal in his sexual assault case to avoid jail time. Black's plea deal relates to a 2016 case where he was accused of sexually assaulting a teenage girl in Florida. Black was initially charged with first-degree sexual misconduct and had those charges reduced. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
This message is from the National Council on Aging. Adults over age 60 are at higher risk for the COVID-19 coronavirus, because they may have weaker immune systems or chronic health conditions. The Centers for Disease Control recommends older adults avoid crowds and people who are sick. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces often. Keep a 2-week supply of food and medicine on hand. Learn more at ncoa.org.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see partly sunny skies today. High temperatures around 72, 73 degrees. We'll have a little bit of wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures down to about 53. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and light rain showers expected. High temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. Low temperatures in the upper 40s. Clouds through the overnight.
Are you ready for something real, raw, upfront, and honest? Then tune in each Wednesday at 2 p.m. right here for Love from the Hip. I'm spiritual hypnotherapist, master esthetician, and the host, Sakura Sutter. This show is unlike anything you have ever heard and was created to help others to help themselves. Hear me follow up with guests I have hypnotized and see how it has improved their lives. I will also spotlight amazing people from around the world, their skin tips, live readings, and answers to life's burning questions. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
What up? What up, everyone? Hello out there. My name is Carissa Atkins, and it is a real honor to be standing in today for the one and only Dr. Pat right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, over the next hour, I'm going to be talking to you about how you can boss up and become the healthiest version of you. Plus, I'll be giving away 3 autographed copies of my new book that came out in early 2021. The book is called Women Who Boss Up, and in a little bit, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the book and how you can get your hands on one of these copies. So first things first, y'all. If you don't know me, that's cool. You're going to get to know me really well over the next hour. But I promise you, I will be 100% real with you. That means no BS and no made-up stories, okay? All right, cool. So like I mentioned, my name is Carissa Atkins. I am a former marketing and HR professional turned 2-time entrepreneur. I'm a certified health and fitness coach. I'm a personal trainer and a total champion for women's health. I'm also the radio show host of the Boss Up Babe podcast, and some of you may have known me or have heard of me as the Queen of Habit Change. I've been featured on networks such as ABC, CBS, NBC, Market Watch, and so many more for my efforts in really helping women boss up and become the healthiest versions of themselves. I personally get to help very busy, purpose-driven entrepreneur mamas. I get to help them lose weight, right, lay down some lean muscle, and feel confident and sexy in their bodies. And in case you're wondering how the heck I know how to do all this, well, I used to weigh 213 pounds. I went from feeling like a hot mess to a total boss babe success in less than 5 years. And now I get to help other women do the same thing in about 10 to 12 weeks. And it's such an amazing process to be able to watch women literally boss up their mindset, their body, their health, their relationships. It is so fulfilling, and I absolutely love what I do. So what I'm about to share with you on today's show is something that I have personally learned and experienced when it comes to having a mental, emotional, and physical transformation. So here's a quick disclaimer, though. What I'm about to share with you about losing weight and feeling energized and showing up with unstoppable confidence is so simple. You're going to think, Carissa, get out of here. That possibly cannot work. I've tried it all. Again, I know how to do this, and I've been around long enough to know what works to really help women show up and thrive. So I'm living freaking proof. So that's example number one, and I'm going to tell you about that. But I've also taken on women on this same transformation and giving them this phenomenal, life-changing experience as well. So here's a quick secret, and I definitely have to tell you about this secret because it's so, so important. Are you ready? You've been brainwashed into thinking that losing weight and looking sexy has to be hard and expensive, complicated and miserable, right? You have been dieting for so long that when I tell you that losing weight and feeling sexy and having tons of energy is going to be easy, you're going to call me crazy, and that's okay. You're not the first one to call me crazy. But, yes, I did just say easy, E-A-S-Y. So let's quickly start off by taking a simple assessment. Now, I'm not going to tell you to write yes or no. I just want you to kind of keep track because I know most of you are listening to this show. But whether you're listening or sitting down and watching it and listening it, take a minute. And I really want you to think about some of the questions that I'm about to ask. And I just want you to simply keep tally in your head with a yes or a no. Cool? Sounds good? At the end, we'll tally it all up, and I'll make sure that I, of course, share a little bit more about me and my secrets. All right, so yes or no. You don't feel sexy and confident in your own skin anymore. Yes or no. You're tired of spending money on diets, pills, food prep services, fancy gym equipment, trainers, online programs, and health apps that just don't ever seem to work long term. Yes or no? You know you are meant for more, but you feel like your weight and your lack of confidence holds you back from really stepping up into your living your best life. Or no? Do you feel disappointed and guilty about how you let yourself go over the years? Do you feel overwhelmed and stressed out about all the things that you could be doing and should be doing that you're just beating yourself up over it daily? Ah! Or deep down inside, do you feel like a failure, like what you're doing just isn't enough? Now, if you've got more than two yeses in your head or on paper, I've got good news and I've got better news for you. So the good news is that nothing is wrong with you. And yes, you can rock that J-Lo body that you have been wishing for and that kick-butt business or career that you've been striving for. I'm here to tell you that you really can have it all, lots of energy, a positive mindset, a sexy body, and unstoppable confidence that will help skyrocket you into other areas of success. The better news is that I'm going to help you go deeper to where all these seemingly separate problems originate from so that you can get to the root cause and fix them. Are you ready? Awesome. So let me ask you a simple question now. Are you ready to actually have the body, the energy, and the confidence that you have been dreaming, thinking, and obsessing about? If you just answered yes, great, because today's show is going to be perfect for you. Y'all, it is time. It is time to raise the standards, to unleash our healthiest selves, and give ourselves permission to boss up to the next level of brilliance. Now, before I give you my three successes to losing weight, I want to take you back along the lines of 2010, okay? Just come back with me over a decade now. You see, on the outside, I looked like a fun, loving, successful go-getter who had her life together. I was well-respected in my community and in my career. I had two awesome, beautiful kids and a husband who loved and supported me. But on the inside, it looked and felt completely different. As I struggled, y'all, with finding true happiness, balance, and self-love, my weight got out of control. As my weight increased, everything else in my life suffered even more. I was depressed. I was ashamed of my body. I had zero self-worth. And my confidence, let's just say that it was fading away. My health and my self-care took a huge nosedive. I felt like my life was spiraling out of control. I don't know if any of you have ever felt like that, right, where you've just been in this place of stuckness and you didn't know what to do to get out. That is where I was 10 years ago. Now, I felt like my life was spiraling out of control, but again, everyone else in my life just thought I had it together, right? They just looked at me like I was some amazing boss babe. But on the inside, it was just so totally different. I was at a doctor's office, okay? So I want to just tell you about these a couple of moments in my life that really changed my life forever. Because I would not be where I am today had these experiences not happened to me. So there I was. I was sitting in a doctor's office, and I got some real hard-to-hear truth. I don't know if y'all have ever gotten that, like, slap across your face truth where you're like, ah, that hurts so bad. Like, you just get so defensive, right, when you hear some really honest truth that sometimes you need to hear in order to kick your butt back into reality. This was the kind of truth that I got. The doctor, she looked at me straight in the eyes. She sat me down and she said, Carissa, if you don't change your lifestyle habits today, you might not be around 10 years from now. She said, you're 5 foot tall, 213 pounds. Girlfriend, you're considered obese. Ouch, talk about a punch straight to the gut. I mean, if you've ever lived in the sense of like, that's not me. Like, I'm not as bad as, you know, as I am, right? The O word coming out of her mouth punched me straight in the gut. I was like, obese, holy crap, this doctor just called me out. And, like, I hated my body. I didn't like the way I looked. My energy was gone. You have to, like, just get in a sense of what that feels like for someone to actually shake you up with some reality truth, right? Carissa, you're obese. And if you don't change your life, you might not be around. That hurts, y'all. That hurts. And at first, I was so mad at her. I literally, like, gathered my stuff, grabbed my daughter, stormed out of the office, like, got into the car and had this whole, like, major conversation with me, myself, and I. If you've ever, like, I don't know, a lot of women, I think, do this. But, yeah, like, when you're just, like, yelling at this entire match in your head, like, how dare she call me fat and blah, 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 right? We tend to go to a defense mode instead of just really sinking it in. But when I got home, I was just so upset with myself. I was so upset with her with this honest truth that I decided to just drink the night away. I probably smoked at least a pack of cigarettes, and I just cried myself to sleep that night. I just thought if I could go to bed tomorrow, I would wake up, you know, feeling a little bit better. But turns out when you have a real honest truth, happen to you in a doctor's office, your life just doesn't change, or your life just doesn't, like, stay where it's at, right? So the next day, I woke up, and I walked my son to the bus stop. I stopped by my good friend Jamie's house for the daily gossip. We smoked at least 8 cigarettes in a couple of hours and drank over 2 pots of coffee. This was my daily life on repeat, y'all. But when I got home, this is where the real magical piece happened. So there I did. I got home. I sat on the couch with another cup of coffee in my hand, and I looked over at a picture of my mom, and for the first time in my entire life, I saw just how heavy she was. I saw all 320 pounds of her. I saw her battle with cancer and diabetes and lack of energy. I saw her quality of life, or that lack of, and she gave all of herself to everyone else and never thought about taking care of her. And for the first time, I saw all of that, all of it. And then for a moment, I saw myself as if I was her, right? All of a sudden, I could see myself 15 years later being 320 pounds, having 10 times less the energy than what I had, having to stop 6 blocks into a walk just so that I could catch my breath. Y'all, I saw every bit of me in her. And in that moment, that specific moment, it sparked something inside of me so deep down, and it pushed me to become a better version of me. It pushed me to stand up for myself and say, Carissa, you deserve more. You need to be more. Quit settling for this mediocre, crappy life. Stop making excuses for yourself and take responsibility for your health and your well-being. That was the moment that changed my life forever. So if you're wondering what I did to lose weight, that would be a great question that I am happy to answer. We are going to take a quick break, and I'm going to tell you what I did to boss up and lose that weight. There you go, guys. I'll be right back from this short break.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind.
Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holmes. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHome.com. That's GraceGHOM.com.
What's up, you guys? We are back. I am Carissa Atkins, your boss up babe and health and wellness expert. And I am just getting to the juiciest parts of this episode today. You're hearing a little bit more about my own health journey. And I'm about to give you the simplest things that I have done to really step back from overweight and obesity and step into a life full of health and vibrancy. Okay, so right where we left off, as I was getting ready to tell you what I did to boss up my life, I was sitting there on the couch feeling sorry for myself, right? The tears were rolling down my face, and I remember thinking, you deserve more. You are worth taking care of, Carissa. I remember thinking that. And then I remember thinking, what do you know about losing weight? Like, you're overweight. You can't do this, right? And then I thought to myself, no, I do know what I need to do. And I need to dive deep, and I need to think about all those things that I've been telling myself for years that I should be doing and could be doing. And I just needed to sit down and think, what do I need to do today, right? What do I need to do today to start losing some of this weight? Well, I took it 1% at a time, right? I thought to myself, what do I need to do? I need to eat cleaner. I need to probably move my body, and I need to eat less. So I'm telling you, I took my health and my weight loss goals one day at a time, one habit at a time, one meal at a time, 1 pound at a time, and I slowly began to lose that unwanted weight. I slowly reclaimed my best life. And losing over 90 pounds, closer to 100 pounds, the right way, y'all, may have taken me 4 years to do, but I promise you this, being able to lose weight and, more importantly, sustain my weight loss makes me feel freaking incredible. It makes me feel unstoppable because I'm telling you, if I can lose 100 pounds, close to that, I can do anything that I put my mind to. So I just want you to close your eyes for a second. And if you're driving, don't do that. But if you're just listening, definitely take a moment to just quiet your thoughts, close your eyes, and just play along with me, okay? I want you to imagine stepping onto the scale and finally seeing a number that you haven't seen in 10-plus years. I want you to imagine putting on your swimsuit this summer and noticing that people are looking at you, not because you're overweight for once in your life, but because your six-pack is showing. I want you to imagine looking into the mirror and seeing a confident, sexy, vibrant woman who is killing it in her career. Can you imagine this? Maybe you can, maybe you can't, and either way is okay. But I'm telling you that this was me in 2018, okay? My body was ripped. I was crushing my career goals left and right, and I was getting noticed in my community for being a super fit professional. Now, some of you might be thinking, dang, skinny girl problems, right? I don't even want to hear it. I know that's what I would have thought 10 years ago had someone who is super in shape try and tell me what my problems, you know, could be and shouldn't be. But you see, even though I was in the best physical shape of my life, my mental, emotional, and spiritual health was a wreck. Even though I had melted body fat, looked lean as hell, and enjoyed the benefits of feeling like a queen in my community, that constant hustle and always on mentality, it was killing me. My stress levels were so high that my health and my self-care took another nosedive. I was losing so much hair on my scalp. My eyebrows were dang near gone. I wasn't sleeping at night because I had a hard time shutting off my brain. My energy was sustained only by the constant stream of caffeine, which meant I crashed. And when I crashed hard, y'all. The minute I got home from work, I would put my feet up and just want to do nothing. I was always irritable with my kids and my hubby. And you know what? The people that I loved the most, they weren't getting the best version of me, which only made me feel super guilty and super shameful and super like crap, right? Imagine that. And some of you may be living in that. In fact, a lot of the clients that I work with, they're like, Carissa, I'm just so irritable and stressed out all the time. I can't lose this weight. Like, blah, 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 all these things. And I'm like, girl, I know. I feel you. I was you. And if this lack of energy and this constant irritability wasn't enough, my digestion was crap, and I was just diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's. This was all happening because I wasn't listening to my body, and instead, I was tuning into work instead. I had become a full-blown workaholic. That hustle and that hard work that I believed created my worthiness, it was killing me and my health again. I became so consumed with hitting career goals and supporting my community and feeling like a queen in the corporate world that I lost sight of what was so incredibly important to me, and that was my marriage, my kids, and my health again. Now, I don't want you to worry, because at the beginning of the show, I told you that I was going to share a story about a girl who went from hot mess to total success. In fact, I even named that the title of the show. So you had to know that there is some amazing story and outcome at the end. And it, trust me, it all leads to a very happy ending. Today, I am confident, right? I am sexy. I am strong. I inspire others. I take care of myself first. I am a boss babe queen who is living her best life. I am a successful coach that doesn't just travel the world, but I get to experience massive breakthroughs and transformations with my clients daily. And in case you're wondering how I went from marketing and HR queen in the corporate world to a health and fitness and life coach, well, quick story about that. So we were in 2017, right? So 2010, I was 213 pounds. 2018, I was 140 pounds, but stressed out to the max. And in 2017, it was not just slaying the corporate life, but I was helping women overcome some of life's biggest hurdles, weight loss, self-worth, work-life balance, you know, a lot of those things that all of us still struggle with today. Every week I would show up at local coffee shops and sit down with these women, and I would ask them, you know, how their life was going, and then I would help them tweak their habits and their mindset, which only allowed them to boss up in their life. Helping women boss up was once a hobby that I had no idea that it would have ever led me to finding my passion and my purpose in life. And it all started with a Facebook post from a woman who is looking for a health coach. And the rest, they say, is history, y'all. So when it comes to our health, our physical body, and our overall well-being, we have been programmed and influenced by marketing and media since birth. We are taught to believe that in order to lose weight, to be healthy, to have energy and feel confident and sexy in our bodies, that we need to be on some crazy diet or excessive cardio plan or use some sort of guilt and shame as a form of motivation to kick our butts into the gym. This form of programming has left lots of women feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and like failures when it comes to the relationship that they have with food and their bodies. So if you're ready to ditch the diet life, to stop all the constant cardio, and create a more positive outlook around your body, then today's episode right here is going to be a complete game changer for you. So why I coach, I think it's really important. If you're looking for a coach or looking to hire any professional, right, I think it's important to understand your why. And in a little later on in the episode, I'm going to give you my five-step framework to you bossing up your own life and getting back into the driver's seat and becoming healthy again. And knowing your why is part of that. So it's important for me to tell you why I coach. I think it's so important to understand why you want to change. In fact, it's such a game changer. It's, again, why I'm telling you it now and why it's in my book and why it's a part of my, you know, my program. Y'all, I coach because I truly care, right? My business is built on helping other women achieve their health, life, and wellness goals. I want every woman to feel empowered enough to follow her heart and rock her best life ever. I want every woman who struggles with food, energy, and exercise and stress to have a plan of action in helping women melt body fat, increase muscle tone, double their energy, and feel sexy as hell is my life's work. I'm here to tell you that achieving your health and wellness goals does not have to be complicated, stressful, and hard. I am super, uber passionate and driven and focused on helping women all across the globe reach and become the healthiest versions of themselves. So really quickly, before I take a second break for today, I want to tell you how you can find me and follow me. That way, if any part of my story or my programs or what I'm about to give you, my three tips to losing weight and feeling great, resonate with you, you can find me no problem. So the best way to find me is on my website. You can go to Google and search 365 Daily Hustle, or go to the website bar and go to 365dailyhustle.com. You'll be able to find all about who I am, my coaching programs, my speaking opportunities, like the topics I speak on, and you can order your autographed book. And since we're talking about the book, let's go ahead and do a quick giveaway before we go to break. All right. Women Who Boss Up, my COVID baby, if you will. This book is all about women, right, who have broken the mold to achieve, overcome difficult situations, and or inspire change through relentless endeavors. We hail from across the globe, diverse walks of life, and varied disciplines, including STEM, healthcare, finance, coaching, and nonprofits. Women Who Boss Up is a welcome companion to any boss or boss babe in the making. We are a collaborative force of women who are just wanting to empower, inspire, and motivate women to boss up and live their best life. I believe that when women support other women, incredible things happen. So when we get back from break, I'm going to tell you how you can claim the very first copy that we're going to give away today on the show. So we'll be right back after this short break.
To lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game.
But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will stop and you will fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Papasili, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Giveaway. So I was just telling you about this book. It's my COVID baby. And the reason why I say that is because we literally developed and wrote it during the first part of this pandemic back in March when it all kind of went down. A producer reached out and she said, girl, I really want to put a book together that A, gets lots of women to collaborate all across the globe, but it's all about sharing your story and empowering others, and I think that this is the best time and place, you know, on earth to do this. And I'm like, what? Why me, right? That was probably my first question. I said, my story isn't big enough, bold enough, you know, beautiful enough to be featured. And she's like, girl, have you read your story? Have you listened to it? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, you are enough. And so I said yes, along with 12 other amazing authors. And we, you know, came to come together and co-author this book called Women Who Boss Up. It is Amazon's best-selling book. And so, yeah, today I'm giving away three copies, and I'm so excited. So to get your hands on our first copy that we're giving away, all you have to do is, whether you're watching this or listening to this on live, and you have a chance to comment in the chat, or you can always call in. So the first person to comment in the chat with the hashtag BossUpBabe, or you can call the 1-800-930-2819, and you can call in and claim your book by just simply saying Boss Up Babe. So there you have it. Hashtag Boss Up Babe in the comment section, or you can call in 1-800-930-2819 to claim your first autographed copy. I will just need a little bit of information from you so that I can sign it and send it off in the mail to you tomorrow. So excited for you to have that copy. There's been thousands sold all across the globe, and it's just an amazing, amazing piece of wisdom and guidance that all of us authors, we've put our best strategies into these books on how we've overcome some of life's biggest struggles, and it's all in here. And again, struggles in all kinds of areas, not just health and wellness. So awesome. So excited to give our first book away. Now, I want to get back to the three, like, secret golden nugget tips on how you can lose weight. And I want to tell you that you need to ditch the diet life. You need to ditch the constant excessive cardio and that high levels of stress so that you can truly boss up and become the best version of you. And I will also tell you that it doesn't have to be complicated. Okay, it doesn't. I believe that in order to lose weight and to be less stressed and to just live a thriving, abundant life, it doesn't have to be complicated, stressful, or hard. I've said that so many times, yet we think that in order to take on this big challenge, that it's going to be hard. It's because we've been programmed, again, I mentioned that earlier, we've been programmed to think that it has to be hard, that we have to be on some diet, that it has to be expensive or complicated, but it doesn't, okay? So I believe that there are 8 major areas that we need to work on in order to become the best versions of us, right? That's we need to work on our mindset, our nutrition, our body movement, our daily habits and rituals. We need to work and monitor and manage our stress levels. We need to incorporate self-care into our life, find a sense of balance, and personally, we need to keep our gut health in check. And I say that most people wouldn't even think about gut health, but as someone who does have an autoimmune disease with a terrible gut, you know, my past relationship with my gut has not been the healthiest. So in order to really thrive and to have energy and abundance and the sense of yes, right, this power, we need to work on all of those things. Now, today we're just going to talk about 3 of them, okay? So we're going to talk about how we need to ditch the excessive diets and cardio workouts and why we need to manage and lower our stress. So if you have any questions, feel free to drop a note in the chat or to call in. I'm happy to take those questions. But let's get you on the right path so that you can really boss up in your health. And again, if you stay to the end, I'm going to give you my 5-step framework for bossing up and getting your health back on track. So really quickly, when we hear the word diet, what comes to mind? What do you tend to think of? And if you're thinking about it, I'm sure what you're thinking is restrictive, starvation, less calories, maybe counting calories and macros. Maybe some of you are thinking food is bad. Maybe it's complicated. All of these negative things are attached to the word diet. We've been programmed by media since our birth to think that in order to lose weight and tone up, that we need to be eating less food and doing more cardio. While there is some truth to eating less calories and working out, more of this, like doing all of that, just leads to more burnout in the body. So let me tell you why you need to ditch the diet and what you need to embrace instead. Okay, so here we go. Secret number 1 is to ditch the diet and embrace an intuitive eating lifestyle. So let me tell you why diets don't work. And I know you're probably thinking they don't, Carissa. I already know this, yet I'm always on one. So some scary statistics. 65% of people who successfully complete a fad diet will end up gaining all of their weight back that they lost. That's really sad, right? 95% of diets fail. I feel like I want to repeat that one because so many people are on a diet specifically to lose weight, and those stats right there tells you maybe I should stop dieting. It doesn't work, right? 95% of diets fail. 75% of American women admit to having unhealthy thoughts, feelings, and behaviors related to food and their bodies. So the average American tries to implement a fad diet 4 times a year. 4 times a year, once a quarter, does someone think, oh, I should do something about my weight. Maybe I should hop on a diet. And then they do, right? And then going back to those statistics, 95% of those people fail. And then so many of those people gain all that weight back. So dieting actually leads to more weight gain. I know as counterintuitive as it sounds, dieters are more likely to gain weight after they diet than non-dieters. So the reason why I really don't like diets is for 2 things. They're 1, restrictive, boring, and no fun, right? Weight loss, yes, happens, I will admit, you can go on a diet to lose weight quickly, but what everyone wants is long-term stability, right? They want to lose the weight and keep it off forever, which then diets then don't work. Number two reason why I don't like it is because dieting is dangerous. Yeah, I just said dangerous, people. Like, it's super dangerous. So yo-yo dieting, right? If you've never heard that phrase, or maybe you're like, oh, I'm all too familiar with, I'm a yo-yo dieter, right? Yo-yo dieting is just a repetitive cycle of gaining, losing, and regaining the weight. That has been shown to have negative health effects, including increased risk of heart disease, long-lasting negative impacts on your metabolism, which is what most women think that they need to, like, oh, I've lost this, my metabolism. You haven't lost anything, girlfriend, okay? And a third negative effect of that is the constant negative self-talk that happens daily. So when you go on a diet, you go on a diet and it fails, and you're like, oh, I'm a failure. And this constant repetitive cycle affects your mindset long-term. So remember when I told you we need to ditch the diet life? Because that is no fun, like literally no fun being on a diet. And instead, we need to embrace an intuitive eating lifestyle. So what is intuitive eating, first off? It's and why is it better for you, okay? So intuitive eating is actually the exact opposite of a traditional diet. It doesn't impose guidelines about foods to avoid and what and when to eat. Instead, it teaches you that you are the best person. Only you can make healthy choices for you and your body. Who's to say that what some diet works for you and some diet, you know, doesn't work, right? It's no wonder, because there's 1,000 different diets out there and we are all so individually different. So intuitive eating is an eating style that promotes a healthy attitude towards food and body image, okay? All right. So really quick, I want to do one more book giveaway. So get ready to get your hands on a second copy of Women Who Boss Up, which is an Amazon bestseller. Go ahead and drop the words ditch the diet in the chat or call in to 1-800-930-2819. Tell us the words ditch the diet and you will get the copy of Women Who Boss Up. Bossing up on every level. All right, so again, we're back with secret tip number two, okay? Ditch the all or nothing with cardio, because you don't need all that cardio to lose weight. You're welcome. You can clap for me now if you want. If you're out there and you're like, oh, girl, I'm always on the cardio machines and I can't seem to drop this weight. Yeah, go ahead and stop that right now. You don't need it to lose weight, okay? So when I ask women about their health and wellness goals, every time I first work with a woman, I say, what are your health and wellness goals? And they always say things like, well, I want to be skinny. I want to feel better about my body. I want to fit into my old clothes, right? Everything is typically on the physical side at first. Over the years, though, after talking and working with hundreds of women, I have figured out what women really want. And it's not because I watched the Mel Gibson movie like 100 times. It's because I have, you know, A, I am a woman, and B, I have talked to so many women about what it is they actually want. And I have found that they don't really want to be skinny. But what they want is sculpted, sexy shoulders, smaller waistline, more energy and confidence. They want to feel like the boss babe queen, right? They want to feel bold, sexy, and confident. So here's how you get that look, right? That sexy, sculpted body instead of just losing weight, okay? And before I tell you how you get that look, I want you to just think about this. When you walk into the gym, what do you notice? I'll tell you what I notice. I notice that the women are typically on the cardio machine and the men are all in the weight room, when in fact, we need to be more in the weight room in order to lose weight. So cardio does burn calories and it helps aid in weight loss, but combining it with at least 2 or 3 days of strength training workouts can increase the rate at which you lose weight. weightlifting carries so many benefits that will lead to you being a healthier, stronger, leaner version of you. So why am I a huge fan of strength training? And I should say, like, strength training, resistant training, I don't want the word strength training to scare you, okay? It takes lots and lots of years to put on lots and lots of muscle. So don't be afraid that you're going to, like, if I go into the gym and strength train a couple of times every week, I'm going to come out looking like the Hulk. Like, ladies, A, that's not, it's very hard for us to do. We don't have the same amount of testosterone that men do. So instead, when we lift weights, we get that sexy, you know, like, lean, sculpted look, right? So let's just throw that myth out the door. But the reasons why I'm a huge fan of strength training, like, huge fan, like, I'm in the gym 5 days a week strength training, 7 days in the week moving my body, okay? So number one is it improves fat loss, okay? So which burns calories while you're just, like, building those muscles. So when we strength train, we are tearing apart our muscle, as scary as that sounds. We tear apart the fiber, and then we have to rebuild it. Right? We do that with food and sleep and all that good stuff. But while we're rebuilding, we are burning fat. Hello, muscle eats fat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay? I am burning fat just sitting here, and I'm not working out at all. It enhances your mood. Okay? It sends us happy chemicals to our brains. So that's a perk. You gain strength without a ton of bulk. I mentioned we don't have the kind of testosterone that men do. So when we go into the gym, we come walking out looking lean and mean, where men come out looking big and strong, okay? And then the fourth reason why I love it is it does reduce the risk of heart disease and diabetes, which is huge in America. So two tips on how you can get started. If you didn't catch the secret, it was hop off the cardio machine and walk your pretty little booty into the strength training room and start moving some dumbbells or some weights or some resistant bands. You don't have to go crazy in the gym. You just have to start strength training, okay? So two tips on how you can get started is do some research. Now, a lot of women are like, I just don't know what to do. And I'm like, cool, how did you bake the cake the other day? And they're like, well, I got on Google and I searched, you know, how to bake brownies. And I'm like, cool, do some research when it comes to, you know, putting some effort into the gym. Okay, there's tons of stuff out there to help you understand what you can do to move your muscles, to stress your muscles just a bit, okay? Then make a plan. So what I do when I started back in the day at 213 pounds, I didn't know what to do, but I just did a little bit of research. And, yes, some days were filled with cardio, but some days were filled with strength training. And I went through each muscle group, and I literally Google searched bicep workouts, right? And then I wrote two or three of those things down. Tricep workouts, two or three things down. Back, legs, you get the idea, right? I did my research, and I made a plan. Every Sunday, I sat on the couch and spent 20 to 30 minutes and wrote out my workout plan for the week. So it looked something like Monday, cardio, Tuesday, upper body, Wednesday, HIIT class, Thursday, lower body. You get the idea, but I made the plan. I find that most people don't know what to do in the gym because they don't have a plan. Make it easy on yourself and create a plan ahead of time. The second is to be consistent, okay? Schedule it in for those of you busy mamas and dads out there, okay? Say if you want to work out every day or 4 days a week, schedule it into your calendar. I don't know about you, but if it's not in the calendar, I tend not to do it. All right, you've got to schedule what's important to you guys and then be consistent. All right, the third secret that I have for you is to stop stressing so much. We are living in a world full of chronic stressors, and we need to stop. We need to ditch the stress. We need to stop stressing so much and start relaxing more. Stress can significantly impact your ability to maintain an optimal life. It can also prevent you from losing weight, whether it's the result of high levels of the stress hormone called cortisol, unhealthy stress-induced behaviors, or a combination of the two. They link between stress and that sexy six-pack is huge. So I can always tell when a client of mine has a very high stressful job. They tend to carry much more fat and fluff around their midsection. And then I ask them, what's their stress levels at from 1 to 10? And they're like, oh, girl, it's like 11 every day. And I'm like, okay, if I could just get you to stop stressing so much, we could actually start losing weight. My best advice for decreasing your stress and relaxing more so that you can boss up and become the best version of yourself is to learn to manage your stress better. There's so many things that I could tell you to do that you could start to lower your stress levels and relax more. But the simple tool that I want to leave you with today on this show is to do this simple breath work called the 5-5-7 breath. That's inhaling for 5, holding for 5 seconds, and exhaling for 7. So breathing in, holding, breathing out. 5-5-7. Okay, easy to remember, easy to do. Do that 10 times, and you can trick your body into thinking that it's not stressed out anymore, and in return, it then can start to relax. Always using your breath work will help you de-stress in your life. Now, before I give you the 5-step framework to bossing up in your health, I want to ask you one more question. Are you ready to awaken the sexy, powerful, unstoppable queen that has been stuck inside of you? I'm enrolling women into my Reclaim Your Best Life coaching program. The Reclaim Your Best Life program is a 10-week transformational program that will help you overcome your weight loss battle, double your energy, self-doubt, and self-sabotaging spirals while you learn to master your mind, habits, confidence, and own your true badass self. My program is the perfect combination that we all need to boss up, okay? It's coaching, accountability, and, of course, community support. So if you're ready to boss up and get healthy, I want to encourage you to go to 365dailyhustle.com, book your epiphany call today so that you can become the best version of you. All right, quickly, I have a third book to give away, and then I'm giving you my 5-step framework. So if you can imagine what the words are here, it's to ditch the stress. So comment in the chat or call in on that 1-800 number, 1-800-938-2819, with the words ditch your stress to claim your autographed copy of Women Who Boss Up. All right, y'all, in order to get the 5-step framework, I want to invite you to schedule a quick 15-minute clarity call where I'm going to walk you away with that 5-step framework. I'm going to get you to think about why you need to boss up. Then I'm going to help you create a quick list on how you can boss up. And then I'm going to help you uncover what you need to let go so you can boss up. And then, of course, we're going to quickly chat about your goals. So remember, becoming the best version of you isn't going to happen overnight. But it is possible, no matter what age you are. Only you can change your life. It's time for you to show up, boss up, and thrive like nobody's business. Have a great day, you guys.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good sunny Thursday to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the Sound. Starting things off over an I-5 northbound near the off-ramp to 196th Street Southwest, around miles 182, a recent incident partially blocking the ramp. Good thing State Patrol has arrived in the scene, and they are taking care of that motor. Stay tuned, coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Two wonderful guest hosts filling in for Dr. Pat today. It's Susan Dolce and Leon Dyer, and they'll be harnessing the power of intention. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts.
Authorities in Boone, North Carolina are looking for answers after five people, including the suspect, were found shot to death following a 13-hour police standoff. North Carolina State Representative Ray Pickett described it this way.
I received some terrible news from Watauga County today. We've had a situation. At first we thought it was a teenager, but through further reports, he was an older gentleman. He killed his mother and father today. Sheriff deputies responded to a welfare check. He ambushed them.
Those two deputies also died. Today marks 100 days since Joe Biden moved into the White House. The President and First Lady Jill Biden are marking the day with a visit to Georgia. They'll visit former President Jimmy Carter and former First Lady Rosalynn Carter in Plains, then host a car rally in Duluth. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is praising what Biden has accomplished so far, but congressional work is just beginning.
The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, that we're optimistic we'll see some progress. A gun violence prevention bill, very popular across the country among gun owners and the rest.
Biden delivered his first address to a joint session of Congress last night, and South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott offered the rebuttal, but that led to the phrase Uncle Tim trending on Twitter. The social media site is now blocking that phrase. There is a push to move sexual assault cases in the military from commanding officers to independent authorities. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says there's an epidemic of cases in the ranks and something needs to be done to stop it.
The most recent Pentagon survey found that 2 in 3 survivors reported retaliation because they reported a crime against themselves.
The way the military handles sex cases was brought to a head last year by the murder of Fort Hood soldier Vanessa Guillen. The 2021 NFL Draft kicks off tonight in Cleveland. The Jacksonville Jaguars hold the top pick. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dream. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see partly sunny skies today. High temperatures around 72, 73 degrees. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures down to about 53. For Friday, running up into the weekend, more clouds and light rain showers expected. High temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. Low temperatures in the upper 40s. Clouds through the overnight.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life black. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Susan Dolce, and I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today. It's always an honor to be sitting in her seat. And today, it's especially exciting for me because I have my best bud, my colleague, my partner in crime. Partner in crime. Sharing the seat with me today, my co-host, Leon Dyer. She is a life coach who specializes in emotional eating, and she's the creator of the Be Now program. And today we are talking about something that is kind of near and dear to our hearts. We've been doing a lot of research, and that's harnessing the power of intention. Now, we hear about this. This is like a hot topic. It seems like it's been a hot topic since about 2006, right? Since, like, I think it was, that's when The Secret came out.
Yeah.
And so Secret came out in 2006, as I said, and it didn't resonate with me. Did it resonate with you?
No. I was one of those that did not like it. I don't even think I finished.
Yeah, I mean, I read it, but it just something felt off.
Mm-hmm.
Something just didn't stick with me. And I could never put my finger on it until we started doing this research for today, which is on intention, which is a little different. So in The Secret, they're like the three tenets are act, believe, and receive. And so I think the reason it didn't jive with me very well is because it felt like people, it was all self-centered. I felt like people were like using these techniques to manifest things in their lives. And so
it's more materialized.
Yeah, exactly.
Materialistic things rather than a soul, deep, personal level.
Right. And so that made me, so we're looking at intention, and then, you know, you hear about manifestation all the time. So my question was and is to you, what is the difference between intention and manifestation?
Okay, start with the hard question. First, thank you for having me, because this is very exciting. And, okay, I think manifestation is what you receive from your intention to receive. Your intention is what you want to manifest.
Okay.
And when you completely follow through, and when your mindset and you feel worthy to receive that, you will manifest.
Okay, so intention.
So the intention is the plan. The manifestation is the embodiment of feeling worthy and the plan.
Okay, so I think that's what was missing, I think, for me in all of the secret mumbo jumbo, is that it was... there was intention. That's the act, believe, receive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's or ask, I should say, not act. Ask, believe, receive. And I think what doesn't sit right for me is that when I think of intention, I think other centered. You know, I feel like it's more of service than it is necessarily personally focused. And okay. Now we're gonna talk about a secret surprise that comes from intention when we get closer to the end of the show. But we are talking today about the work of science journalist Lynn McTaggart. And she's written a whole bunch of books. I think at least three, I know for sure. She's got a whole slew of awesome videos. But today we're talking about two of her books, The Intention Experiment and The Power of Eight. And she has been able to do this from a scientific perspective and had these incredible results, which from the intention experiment, which led her to the Power of Eight. So one of the things I found out about that I think was hysterical. She definitely has a pretty funny sense of humor, but was that when you get, so this is all quantum physics stuff, right? And my husband is a quantum physics nerd. Like, he reads physics books for fun, okay? And I'm always like, all right. So I am not nearly as articulate as he is on these topics. But if we're looking at quantum physics, so when we get down to the very smallest particles, And this is setting us up for that oneness experience, that we are all one being, just kind of separated by different molecules that make Susan and different atoms that make Leon. But all of that, in between all of that, there's just a lot of empty space. Like, the majority of our world is really empty space. And scientists, quantum physicists, call this the cloud of possibility. And here's the fascinating thing about the cloud of possibility.
Okay.
Well, okay. One, I'm getting to the funny part. Hold on. One is that this cloud of possibility is like nothing until somebody observes it, and then it becomes a particle.
Yeah.
The other thing.
In the door. You know, like when you ring the doorbell, it doesn't. It's there, but it doesn't exist until, right. You open the door.
But mm-hmm. So here's the funny part, is that she being Lynn McGuigert, said that her analogy was that it was sort of like uncoagulated jello, that this cloud of possibility was like uncoagulated jello. And I just got this awful picture in my mind, because here I was like, wow, the cloud of possibility, it sounds so divine and so conscious. And just, and then she brought up uncoagulated jello. And the only two times, I can think of two times in my life, not two times ever, but only on two occasions that I was served jello. One.
Okay.
Right? Come on,
okay.
You know it.
Are you asking me for me?
I'm asking you.
So my aunt's coming for Thanksgiving, and she had that round silver plate, and there would be a domed jello green with like cocktail, what is it, the canned cocktail fruit. Mixed in with it. And we were made as children to eat that.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest jello memory I have.
Yeah, holiday jello. In my family, it was carrots and orange jello.
Yeah.
Who puts carrots in jello?
Yeah. I was actually telling this to someone just recently about the show, and they said, oh, yeah. My aunt used to put walnuts in it.
Oh, yeah. I think it was. I think you're right. I think it was walnuts and carrots. So because what? Because we need to give the jello texture. And then the other time I would get jello was when I was sick, like if I had been throwing up or something. And so here's your broth and your jello. And so I was just like, could she have not come up with a better analogy?
Jelly would have been better.
What?
Jelly.
Just jelly.
Jelly,
yeah.
Jelly. I mean, that's nice. It goes on toast and it's yummy. And, you know. So
we're talking about the cloud of possibility. We're talking about how nothing exists, or everything in this cloud of possibility is just nothingness until somebody observes it, and then it becomes something. And so basically what, through this whole act of intention, is that if we can tell me if I'm right, because you both had to do a lot of reading. If we can kind of harness and focus our power of visualization and the intention from our heart, that we can actually change the physicality of something or the outcome of something.
Mm-hmm. And I think the key for all of that to happen is that you truly have to believe and know that's what you want. So Lynn used an example about people when they say they want to be rich, and people say, I want to be rich, but they don't really want to be rich because they don't want the responsibility of being rich.
Mm-hmm.
They just want the freedom.
Right.
They want the freedom to spend time with their family. They want the freedom to not have to worry about being stressed of financial obligations.
Mm-hmm.
So what they want is freedom. However, for them, money means freedom.
Right.
So I think to manifest your intention or to harness that, you need to paint such a clear picture that there's no gray. It's
mm-hmm.
all like completely, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're gonna take a little break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about how they actually ran some experiments on cancer cells, and this is fascinating. And then we've got so much juicy little tidbits that I didn't even know about intention, like all these little backstories that are fascinating. So hopefully you stick with us. We're having a good time today. We're talking about intention. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm hanging out with my bud, Leon Dyer, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Sage Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic Medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ChangeOfSpirit.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Susan Dolce, filling in for Dr. Pat today. I'm hanging out with my buddy, my BFF, Leon Dyer. We are talking about harnessing the power of intention, specifically the work of Lynn McTaggart, her two books, The Intention Experiment and The Power of Eight. And since I got my jello laugh out of the way, now we're going to get to the nitty-gritty experiment. When she set up the power of intention, or the intention experiment, it was sort of like an interactive book, and she carried out this experiment via, online with people signing on certain days and, you know, focusing their intention and then keeping track of different outcomes. So this thing went on for, it might even still be going on for all I know. I did not get that far. But this wasn't one of Lynn's experiments, but and I couldn't actually find the date in the book, but it was a while back that there was an American biologist, his name was Glenn Ryan, and he hired this British healer also, the other guy's a biologist, this guy's a gynecologist, which is good because they were doing experiments on cervical cancer cells. So at least he could probably visualize what they look like. Anyway, so he was asked, Lasko was a healer and a guy and a Brit, and so they asked him to focus his intention on these cervical cancer cells in like five different methods, like five different approaches to intention. And the first one was that his intention was so that the natural order be restored and the cells return to normal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second one, it's like a Taoist visualization, and that was that he was supposed to only visualize only three cancer cells being left. I'm thinking, why not kill all of them? But anyway, So only three left. Then the third intention was for God to have his will flow through Laszlo's hands. So sort of like a hands-on healing sort of approach. And then fourth was meditate on a state of love or compassion for the cancer cells. I love you, cancer cells.
Yeah.
And then finally, visualizing the cancer cells dematerializing either into the light or into the void. So they ran these, and what do you think, based on your belief, what do you think was the most effective?
I think the first, and I'm just going to say number one and number five. So
natural order be restored.
Natural order be restored, and then the last would be the visualization of going into the void or going into the light.
Right. Okay. You're close.
Okay.
So actually, the natural order be restored was individually the most effective way to treat these cancer cells, and it inhibited growth by 39%. I'm throwing out numbers, people. I'm not a numbers person, so y'all should be impressed, okay? Percentages. My kids, if they're listening, be like, Mom's talking percentages? Like, what? Okay, but the other interesting thing, okay, so I'm going to back up. So for me, I thought, because I'm a big praying sort of person, I thought that having God's will flow through his hands, sort of a healing type energy transfer, that's what I thought would get the number one, and it did not. It only inhibited by 21%. However, if you combine the natural order be restored and only three cancer cells, apparently those two together are the magic secret sauce that actually, when combined, they reduced the growth by 40%. So this says a lot about what we're trying to do when we are setting intentions, because the question then comes is, well, what's better, a negative, or not better, what's more effective, a positive intention or a negative intention? Like, restore to natural order seems more positive, but to, like, kill them, I want to kill you, cancer cells, is that just as effective? And it turns out it is.
It is.
Both of them are equally effective. But I think from an energetic standpoint, I don't think I would want to take on a negative energy, even if it's a killing machine for cancer cells.
Well, okay. But just going to put it out there, if I can harness the energy to kill cancer cells, I might cash in on that. But, I mean, think about, like, when you because all thoughts turn into energy, and intention turns into, that's energy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's negative. It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. You know, so there was Cleve, trying to think of his name. I think it's Cleve.
I think it's Baxter.
Baxter, yes.
Yeah.
He invented the lie detector machine, actually. And he actually studied the energy from plants and was able to pick up that they felt negative and positive energy.
Okay, so hold on a second. Aren't you even the slightest bit curious like he woke up one day saying, I'm going to invent a lie detector test or lie detector machine. I'm just curious, like, what happened? Like, did his wife cheat on him or something? Like, what's the lie?
I digress. I mean, but he described in great detail of how the energy works, like how our energy works on determine if you're telling the truth or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading this, I'm thinking, oh,
I would be so, like, I would be in big trouble. Because even if I, like, was telling the truth, there's always be this, like, self-doubt, like, oh, geez, am I, you know, am I right? Am I not right? Am I telling the truth? I would be found so guilty, and I didn't even do it. So, yeah. I mean, just now I'm more nervous. Like, if I have to take a lie detector test, I'm doomed. I'm going to fail. Yeah. But he actually was watering. He was bored, really bored one day. And this was in the 60s. He was watering a plant. And he thought, huh, wonder how long it's going to take the water to get to the bottom of the pot, to the roots, so it goes back up the stem or the leaves. So he hooked up part of his, you know, some of his equipment to experiment. He realized that even him, like by walking over and pouring, like with the can, the watering can, the leaves started throwing off energy. Yeah. They were already, they knew. The intention was already there. So then he started talking bad things to them, really bad talk to the plants, you know. But telling them he was going to do all these horrible things to them. And they would react. And then after a while, they realized, no, he's really not going to hurt me. So they would go, oh, well, not really. But, you know, the machine would go, oh, and but then it would die down. And it would be like, no, no, he's just joking. Don't worry. And the other plants in his office would start reacting, and he wasn't even addressing them or watering them. So negative or positive, it's the energy is still there, which I just found fascinating, you know.
And that
he also did the green beans.
Yeah.
My green beans. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me that because that is so funny.
So he apparently, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if his wife did have, and we're making this up, we don't know what happened to his marriage, so don't quote us. But if his wife did leave him, I could understand. Because he had everything in his house hooked up to these lie detector tests to determine what the energy flow was through all living things.
Mm-hmm.
So he had green beans. And it was on his kitchen counter, the little monitor thing. And he was chopping green beans. And he realized that the green beans that were in a pile, not on the chopping board, were reacting. the little lie detector test was like reacting.
It's almost like I'm seeing a VeggieTales in my head right now.
Well, I'm seeing everybody who was a vegan no longer eating now. But I mean, yeah. So, and then when he stopped and he went over and started nurturing the green beans that were whole on the counter, the ones that were cut calmed down, even though they had been chopped.
Does this mean we should just put them in the boiling water and not cut them?
Yeah, like a lobster. You
like a lobster?
You freeze them first.
Yeah.
Freeze them first, and then you put them in the boiling water, and there's no, they don't feel it, and you don't hear any sounds.
There's no little green bean screams coming from
them. No little bean green screams. No peas screaming anymore. Right. But think about, I mean, this is the energy that we're, I mean, even us. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever woken up one morning and been like, I don't know why I'm in a bad mood, or I don't know why I'm so sad. It's someone across the world who's thinking something, maybe negative, or, you know, I'm not saying you personally, Susan.
I did wake up in a bad mood, but yeah, okay.
it was not me. I was only positive thoughts for you.
Or
have you ever, like, experience something where you're in this immense, like, you don't even know why. You're just in a really good mood. Like, you're bouncing around, and you're like, woo-hoo. It could be someone is, like, thinking immense good thoughts about you.
Sending all the love sparkles our way.
All the love sparkles to you, and you're getting it. That is intention. I mean, that's how intention is harnessed.
So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. I hope I don't offend anybody. I probably will. But we're going to talk about prayer versus intention. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
My Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you've nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kiefer as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that a whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
We are back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Susan Dolce, and I am joined by my buddy and my best friend and, as I said, my partner in crime, cohort in crime, Leone Dyer. She is a life coach and the creator of the Be Now program, and we are talking about how to harness the power of intention and even why. Like, why is it important? And before the break, we were talking about how everything has its energy signature. We were talking about Cleve Baxter and the lie detector machine, and hopefully his successful marriage. And so one of the things that like I said before the break, I hope I don't offend anybody. I'm probably going to, but I've always kind of had a problem with certain kinds of prayer. So I'm a Catholic convert. I converted as a young adult. And so I was never really exposed to all of the rote sort of prayers, besides the Lord's Prayer, that that are part of the Catholic faith, like rosaries and chaplets and things like that, and novellas. And so I was in a small group faith circle of women. I think we were about a dozen of us. And one day I asked the question, I don't understand why we ask for prayer intentions. Like, why do we need more people praying for us? I said, does that negate, so that it's not my one singular plea to God or request to God important enough, and that, like, more numbers matter? And they didn't really have an answer for me. And I kind of asked the same question about, you know, saying rosaries. Like, it's common when someone is transitioning into death that they'll say a chaplet, which is sort of like a rosary, different words. And they'll say a chaplet for the dying person, or everybody will, or they'll say a bunch of them. And I couldn't quite grasp this. I was like, how does this fix anything? How does saying a bunch of words over and over and over again do anything? Like, God's already
pre-written words, yeah. Or did they come up with their own, like, help Mary, who is very ill in the accident?
No.
Or, no.
No. They might, at least my experience has always been, okay, we're going to, you know, we're praying a rosary for Susan. And the Lord knows I'll probably need a lot of rosaries. So, and then they would.
It was the same words over and over, like something written in a book.
Hail Mary, full of grace. Lord is with thee. Yeah, you know it. If you're a Catholic.
I'm not, obviously. Yeah, I don't.
And so, so my question went back to, okay, so my one little prayer doesn't mean anything, and I need more people, and then God's going to go, oh, she's got friends. So maybe now we can answer her prayer.
She's got friends in high places, so here we go.
and it wasn't until I read Power of Eight that I had a completely different perspective. So my friends couldn't ever really answer my question. They were just like, well, it's more people, you know, knowing the people are praying for you makes you feel better. And I was like, okay, I'm still not buying it. But she has a chapter that discusses the power of 12, and she was talking about Jesus and Jesus' disciples and how she was instructing the disciples to pray with intention and of one accord. So what that means is not we're not all saying a dozen Hail Marys. It means that we are all of the same mindset and of the same heart, the same heart place, the same heart center. All focusing on the same outcome. And then I was like, okay, now this makes sense, because now more is better, because it's more energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, my little energy body. Now it's a dozen energy bodies or eight energy bodies. And so I was like, okay, if I look at prayer that way and not just reciting these. And I still don't think reciting, rote prayers, unless it makes you feel good, it's not what we're talking about with intention. But that takes me to what just recently happened with your mom, which I think is pretty cool, because I did that. I harnessed my intention. I healed your mom. It was me. It was singularly me. I'm the one who did. But I did. I did what was in this book, and now you got to tell the story. It wasn't just me. It was a lot of people.
It was. Okay, yeah. I don't want to burst your bubble, Susan. But, so my mom was very sick. She was in the hospital for 3 weeks. Part of that is intensive care. The doctors and the they kind of ran out of options for her, and they actually were considering a hospice long care situation.
It was a blood count stuff that was off.
It was, yeah, her platelets were at zero.
Right.
And they could not figure out how to, they tried everything other than removing her spleen, which unfortunately she was too weak for that surgery. So she couldn't do it. So near the end, after 3 weeks, she belonged actually to her church, to a prayer group that had been happening through Zoom. They had been praying for her. And then Susan started. But I think the key was.
It was me.
It was Susan. I think it was everything. I really do.
No, I do too.
And she knew that people were praying for her. But she really was putting a lot. She comes from the medical world. So she just, you know, anything that the doctor says, oh, yes, she'll take that. I mean, so she has a lot of faith in the medical and pharmaceutical world. So when they were giving her stuff, oh, yes, this will heal me. Perfect. Well, nothing was. When they introduced hospice or long-term care, she was like, nope, not doing it. So she called my dad and her three children and said that she was going to have a talk with God, and she was at peace with whatever he decided. And that was a hard call to receive.
Mm-hmm.
But she had the talk, and that was on Sunday night. And she told God, either take me now, or if I wake up, I'm going to fight like heck. And she woke up the next morning, but because she has a little bit of not feeling worthy, comes rightly so. Thank you, Mom. She thought, okay, I'm going to give him one more day in case he didn't get the message. So she gave him one more day. She prayed again Monday night and said, either you take me right now, tonight, or when I wake up, I'm doing this. I'm going to heal myself. She woke up Tuesday morning, and the nurses came in, and she said, I'm leaving today. They're like, I don't think you are. At the same time that that was happening, her immediate medical staff was having a meeting with the Mayo Clinic. They were, my mom is working with them as well. And they were like, we don't know what to do. I think, we have to move her into long-term care or some, they were just kind of lost. This one doctor says, I'm getting this really odd thought. And I don't know where it's coming from, but let's see what her body will do. Let's take her off all medicines and see what her body will do. And they were like, oh, okay. So this was Tuesday, and they came and talked to my mom, and my mom's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm out of here. I'm going to be fine. I'm healing myself. I don't care what you – yeah, okay, great. Take me off everything. Her platelets were at 1,000. They should be somewhere, like, to be healthy, and I know I'm not a numbers person or a medical person. I'm going to say around 300,000. There's a nurse or doctor out there. You can type it in and tell me the real thing. But she was at 1,000 below. When we went to pick her up, they had jumped. No medication, nothing. They'd taken her off for 2 days, 8,000. She came home. She was in her recliner with my dad. That's what she visualized. I wanted to be in my recliner next to Dad watching TV. I just want to be here in their house. And the following Monday, it was like 13,000, then it jumped to 21,000. Now it's like 225,000 something. She did it. Like, she completely did it because her intention, she was so clear, and she had all these people, mostly Susan, sending that positive, detailed energy to her.
Yeah, and now she's a force to be reckoned with because she's got a
house. Oh, please. Yes. Unfortunately, I mentioned to her, I'm a little worried about Dan because this is his busy season and then there's this other whole thing happening, which is quite stressful.
Dan is Leon's husband.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, Dan is my husband. I'm so sorry. Don't you all know that?
So she's worried about Dan. Are you worried about Dan? And she's like,
I was worried about
no problem. I got a hot night of Jesus.
I'll talk to God tonight, sweetie. Don't you worry.
Okay, Mom.
Great. Yeah.
You got to love
her. oh, we're, yeah, we have another 20 years of this. It's going to be rough. But the intention, I mean, her prayer group was praying. But it wasn't, I think, until she totally was like, no, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, she totally had to, like, feel worthy and imagine what it was that she wanted. And then it was like the universe was like, oh, okay, yeah, here we go. We've got all these, you know, I've got all these calls for this one woman. Sure, let's give her what she wants.
I mean, it really is amazing. Yeah. It's an amazing story. Yeah.
It is.
It's, yeah, to go from having to be in long-term care to, you know, walking around her house and being, you know, her typical Martha self. So it's
well,
miraculous.
She's getting it, yeah. She's getting her sassiness back.
So when we come back, we want to talk about the mirror effect, which I think that's the right term for it, but it's like it's the what goes around comes around in a really good way part of the power of intention. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We're talking about intention today, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Sherry Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kiefer as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Came back, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit SarahKRamsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I am Susan Dolce. I'm hanging here with my friend Leon Dyer. We are talking about the power of harnessing intentions. And in our last segment, I was complaining about intention versus prayer, and then we had this huge aha moment. And now we all know that Martha has a hotline to Jesus, so if y'all need anything,
She goes to the big guy, God.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right to God, yeah.
And I would be remiss if I did not say, so if you have if you are interested in learning more about Leon's coaching, you can find her over at leondyer.com. And maybe she can put in a good word to her mom for you too, so that if you have any prayer requests. Just to recap, we are talking about the work of Lynn McTaggart, and one of the things that she found towards the end of, I believe, the Power of Eight. No, I take that back. It was the intention experiment. Is that the people involved in doing these experiments? So the way it worked is that you would go onto her website, and every week there was somebody that you were praying for. And I'm not sure, and they just sort of documented if that person progressed. Sometimes people were unconscious, they were in comas. Sometimes people weren't even aware that they were being prayed for, or that they were part of the intention experiment. Every time they saw progress. And it got to the point where Lynn was like, yeah, okay, yeah, another miracle. What else is new? And she was just getting very blasé about the whole thing. And so then she decided to reach out to the people who are actually focusing their attention, who are, you know, the prayers. And she found that all of the people involved in the experiment were also getting benefits. So, like, if they had, you know, back pain or stress or family issues or whatever, that when they were basically of service and putting their energy and their love and compassion towards another human, that it was actually reflected back to them. And I believe that's the mirror effect. And so, yeah. So, I mean, if you think about that, I mean, wow. Like, that just makes it even more intriguing and delightful to know that that out of my love and compassion and concern for another human, that I'm also being looked after and taken care of in ways that are not necessarily known to me. So it does go to that, you know, we're all one. We are all one. And we're all one energy. We're just little separate blips of energy and
little separate pockets of jello.
Separate jello molds. Clouds of possibility.
But it just goes to show, like, why, that's another reason why it's, like, so important to be nice to people.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that whole what goes around comes around.
Comes around.
It's proven in science there. Take that, kid.
Yeah, get it. So she, before each experiment, they have, she has this exercise that's called powering up. And so if you want to explore her videos, she's got a lot of videos. It's fascinating. Some of them are quite long, so you might want to get a cup of tea and sit back. And, you know, she's got her slides, and it's a little bit of a lecture sometimes. But so powering up was really kind of crucial to the whole outcome of the experiment. So if some people didn't get an opportunity to center themselves and just kind of like plop themselves in front of the computer and decided, okay, we're going to focus on peace in this one neighborhood without grounding them and centering themselves, it contaminated the outcome. Or if they came in early and everybody wasn't, there was one experiment where people got in early on accident to the intention for that week, and it contaminated the experiment. It was still a good outcome, but it was just sort of all over the place. So a few of the things that she recommends is, first of all, find an intention space. So, like, if you're going to be sitting in a computer, and if you, you know, this is going to be, I'm not sure how long they sat with each intention, but find a comfortable, dare I say, sacred space that you want to do this in. And you have to learn to focus your mind. And one of the ways she suggests this is to engage your senses, each of your five senses. So be aware of what you're feeling, what you're tasting, what you're smelling, what you're touching. And then it says make a connection, touch, or even focus on the heart or compassion feeling for the other. So it's like I just said. It's like when it's like I want to send love sparkles to Leon. So I'm going to get grounded. Grounding is very important, some deep breaths, and then I'm going to imagine little glitter.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sending Leon glitter. Okay.
Yeah.
You see, I'm good. She hates glitter. She was a teacher.
I hate glitter.
She hates glitter. So.
Oh, I was a mom and I hated glitter.
Yeah. All right, so it's not love glitter. It's love sparkles. I'm sending you love sparkles. And connecting with, so like that connection between, like basically what I'm trying to do is see from the eyes of Leon, be in Leon's body, flush Leon with like golden light, or, you know, focusing on if we're trying to kill cancer cells, we want to see them normalized and only three, because only three is really important. And key, and you mentioned this in the very beginning, you have to be very explicit about what you want,
mm-hmm.
or what you're trying to do. And so even if it's for somebody else and somebody else's finances need correcting, what exactly is it? Is it maybe perhaps they need a new job, or, you know, it needs to be very, very explicit. And in this regard, like, everybody has to have the same thought.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that's what I meant with the whole, like, with Jesus in one accord. And then it's rehearse the outcome, so see the positive outcome, mm-hmm. believe in the process, time it right, and finally, you got to move aside. Release attachment to any outcome and just know that it's going to work and that this mm-hmm. person is healed, or the outcome that you want changed is changed and affected by your positive intentions. Yeah.
It's powerful stuff. I mean, think about it. I mean, if we can imagine if you can do it for yourself, like, first of all, if you can do that for yourself, imagine what you can do for mankind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the good news, besides intention and how miraculous and cool it is that if you enjoyed our banter, our friendly banter today, Leon and I are going to be hosting a show on the network that's called And That's When I Realized, and it's a show about the truth and comedy of midlife. And we just like to say there is no instruction book for managing midlife, so join us as we guide you one sticky note at a time. I hope you've enjoyed this today. If you're interested in Leon, again, go and find her at leondyer.com. I'm over at susandolce.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you next time.